Hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute ref on IT and IT security. Today, looking at securing the perimeter of your influence. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I'm a big fan of like Stephen Covey's Seven Habits, right? And one of the areas that I've always found very useful was this concept of areas of influence, areas of concern. There's a whole bunch of stuff you're concerned about. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can influence. But really, the smart people spend their time, their effort, and their political capital focusing on that intersection, right? What am I concerned about, and what can I actually control? What do I have influence over? So the tip to you is when you are implementing security controls, and when you're securing any system, is to use that lens to determine where best to place security. And sometimes you may do something and you're regular security, oh no, you can't do that. Soft, chewy inside and crunchies, you know, you're but the reality is oftentimes that's the best way, the quickest way, the most efficient way to get a security control in place. Let me give you three examples. Let's take application security, let's take manufacturing security, and let's take building, right? Physical security. All right. With application security, how often have we had to fight and fight and fight to dodge potholes, to get developers to patch the code, right? Patch the code, run a code scan, run a vuln scan, do the right things. And it's two different groups, it's two different cultures, security and development. It's two different mindsets, security and development. And oftentimes, it doesn't happen. And security people can spend an inordinate amount of time trying to get those people to do the right thing, only to not have it go anywhere. Introducing the web application firewall, right? Which is the quintessential example that people use when they talk about, you know, the crunchy outside. You put in place a WAF, the WAF stops a lot of the vulns. When you find the vuln, you do a hot patch on the WAF, and you go about your day. Now, there's risk there, right? There's maybe vulnerabilities not discovered, the WAF may go down, WAF bypasses, but it's a very effective way with very little capital spent to put a control in place quickly. Similar with manufacturing, you get the same problems. Two different teams, the people who control the OT and the people who control security. Two different cultures, right? Two different ways of going about things. Different technologies, different life cycles, different life spans, right? 30 years sometimes on manufacturing equipment versus just a couple on traditional IT. And you're not going to get a OT manager to sign off on you pushing out software security, you know, onto his PLCs and PCS. It's just not going to happen. So, what do you do? The solution oftentimes is these gateways that sit between the ICS, the OT environments and the IT environments, sit between ICS and SCADA, and much like a WAF, look for common attacks, soft patch, control things. Again, you can put it in place without having to get much buy-in or work from the OT guys. Exact same thing with physical security, very quickly. Building security, right? Wires go to some equipment that needs to handle the doors, the badging and everything. Oftentimes in the pen test, that's what they're going to target if they want to get into the physical access. And those guys, two different teams, two different mentalities. I just need a computer, put it in any computer, use a desktop. Not realizing if that desktop gets compromised, all bets are off. What do you do? Again, isolate it, put it around a firewall, let them do what they're doing, and still get access. So, in all three of these examples, is it the best control? No. Specifically from the lens of security. Is it the best control from the lens of how much effort, political capital, did it take to put in? Is it the best control from how much time does it take to get done? Oftentimes it is. And it's a great way to start the conversation, and then as the relationship goes, further deepen the controls that you put around it. That's it. What do you think? Good examples? You have one? Hit me up in comments or in social media.